Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody, tune in, please. I implore you, because this is a story everybody needs to hear. Guess what? You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Now understand something. Handicap isn't just a condition. It's a way of life. And you know what? It can even be a philosophy. If you look at it in just the right angle. I'm Talk Dude, and across from me is Organic OK.
Oh, yeah, this could be Organic OK.
So, tell us all about what's going on in your world, not just ours. We're here. Check in. We're at 1-515-675-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, look, I'm not the only person I ever met with Tourette's. One thing I've noticed is that tics also, have you noticed, they tend to be different. Most popular one, they think that we're all just cussing all the time. But that's only one thing. Some blink, some sniffle, some whistle, some keep cracking their bones whenever some walk too tall. Some of them can't stop repeating phrases they heard. Some can't stop saying what they know they're not supposed to say. Some say basically whatever comes up, whether they want to or not. Now, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, when I heard about the neural implant, tell me something. Have you heard about the neural implant?
I've heard about that, but I think it's important for those that have found some alternative options to really get the insight on what they possibly already knew, but get more information about it. Because a certain period of time, people was hearing about it, but then to actually see how the improvements was going about and moving along. That's helpful for those that is able to see the change, being a part of the actual improvements, right? So it's so important that as you give people information, you don't discourage their fantasies, right? Because we, at a certain point in time, we need all those life great moments to really get out of the opposition, because each person you're dealing with is not dealing with the exact, hold on a moment, I forgot something. It's been some time before I've been telling Talk Dude, man, what's this? You've been not talking about this great woman that is in your thoughts that you feel that, why? What is the reason? Is it because of money? You think that you're not rich? You think you have to be rich? You think she had to be rich? What is your thing? You think money is part of the problem? Is money not a problem for you to date a woman?
Money is the ultimate equalizer. Money, fame, that's something.
So if you were famous, would you still feel that you're not able to get an attractive woman? Or would you think that it's towards a change? What would you think at that point if you were really famous? You think the money changed your point of view? If you had the money, would you still say you can't get a good woman? Or is a good woman, or a good woman because you're organic?
Yeah.
So if it's, you know how many women it is on this planet?
I think I heard somewhere that someone said they make up more than half the population. More than half.
Okay, so in your lifetime, how many women you think you met that would be somebody you would be attractive to? Do you think you have met 10% of the percentage of women that you attracted to, or less? So just say hypothetical. Just say you just met 1% of the women that you ever liked. Just say that. Just say 1%. If you met 1% of all the women that you actually thought you might like, isn't it too many women that you haven't met to say that? It's women from all over the world. It's women that will, you'd be arranged marriage quick. They'll arrange you a marriage and throw you in a box and throw you back. It'd be like shake and bake. I know I shouldn't have said that, but yeah.
Why, are you afraid you gave them a plug? No, listen. I would. It's not that you need some kind of status. In one way or another, you got to kind of be a superstar. You got to be a big shot. You got to personally have something special going on to get that.
You said special. You just said special, right? So you don't think you can pull from the inventory? You don't think you can pull in the harvest from the organic? So you don't think a person that's always in the garden, you don't think that's nourishing the actual greatness that your desires of being with a great woman? You don't think that your life fantasies, your life insight of being funny, you think, oh, she's funny. Oh, she can't laugh because, oh, she can't listen to what you say because, oh, you don't look like her. You think that design doesn't trend? See, there's so many things that people tell you about how a person got charismatic, got all these personalities, but the partner of the opposite don't actually identify with that. But there's so many things that a person that feel that it doesn't resonate, but it resonates maybe even more, right?
Yeah.
You may be resonating so much inside of her desires, and she see you, you are like turning her thoughts into the meaning of greatness. Oh, you caught her with something, and then you lined her in with, oh, a little deeper moment. I'm saying something, everybody. I know. I'm talking, coming back this way. What I did was, that was a commercial break in between a conversation of saying something. I'm just trying to talk to the echo of his talking conversation so he can understand, hey, people don't have to always be, oh, point. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, pick it up. Hey, dog dude, can you hear me talking?
I can hear you talking.
Yes, pick it up. One moment. Wake up, commercial break. Wake up. This talking dude right now. Wake up, buddy. Get up. Come on, lady. He's here. Bring it to the table. Talk, dude.
Yes, indeed.
Now, as I'm mimicking you, as you know I am, what do you feel? If everyone is talking like you, what do you feel? You feel even weirder. Hey, talk, dude. Hey, talk, dude.
You know what? I don't think I'd feel weird. I think I'd belong. That's the problem with me. I never really felt like I belong. My whole life, because of this stupid condition, I always feel like I don't belong.
Don't say what you think. You may be saying to yourself is, hey, you ain't worth shit. Stop it. Wake up. Take a breath of a great conversation, your thoughts, and say, hello, talk to me, dude. Well, you must understand, if you haven't met 1% of people's greatness that you have been connected with, how can you conversate with greatness that you have not completely developed in yourself and others and their thoughts of relating to you? How can you say that you're limited if you're actually more than what your fantasies have been projecting, more than the conversation? Duplicated your words over each other. How would you say that you really have not became more powerful than the powerfulness? Hey, what do you say about duplicating more powerfulness of the powerfulness? One more time. What do you say about duplicating the most powerful of the powerfulness? Talk, dude.
That's a toughie. Let's see.
How does that feel as me talking is repeating myself? What does it mean? Talk, dude.
Like being hammered into my skull. Like I'm getting, I don't know what the word is looking for here. It's become drilled in.
Stop it. Don't talk to me.
Okay,
next. Don't talk to me.
Look, I do some heavy breathing. Not because I'm one of those phone sex stalkers or something, whatever. Those guys who leave a lot of panting on a girl's voicemail. That's a Tourette tick also. For me, it comes out in all kinds of different ways. It all depends on what I'm in the mood for. Sometimes there's too much blinking or itching. I know you hate the itching. You hate the fact I'm scratching myself all over.
Stop it.
You hate that. But that's the thing.
I'm listening.
No, tell me, does it feel better just to let it out, just to basically want to do some deep breathing every once in a while, you know?
One more time.
I usually rasp that much, but yeah. Yeah, that's a release.
I'm not you. I'm just something like you. It's different.
Think you had anything like this? Or let's be honest. Autism means that basically certain sections, certain little minds, certain parts of the brain really work. They work at twice the normal capacity, and they got to pull double, triple duty because some parts don't work at all.
Wow! Off the park. I say wake up and say more to the dude. Talk, talk to the dude. Talk, work to the dude. Walk, move through the talk, dude. Talk, dude, talk. Excuse me, I didn't interrupt myself. I'm talking here. Be quiet. I'm just talking to him. Be quiet. He's interrupting me. Be quiet. Don't talk right now. Hello. Commercial break. Wake up. Good morning, Dad. Hello. 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 Can you hear me right now? I'm talking right now. Hello. Can you hear me right now? Hey.
I can hear you. Right, I can hear you.
Yeah. Good morning. All right. Oh, it's not morning time. Good night. Hey, man, this is like something different. Can you hear me talk, dude? Can you hear me talk, dude? People say, stop that. It's annoying. Stop that. It's annoying. Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay, I get it. I get it. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Stop talking like that. I say stop talking like that. I say stop talking like that.
I haven't said anything. All right. All right. Listen, listen.
Listen.
A lot of Tourette's. I've seen people who basically have had the worst Tourette's personally and whatever, and it's gotten them in some kind of trouble. I came across basically this woman who was like me but worse.
Once you change it, once you start to get in trouble, imagine the trouble becomes the love that people desire within your freedom. Change it, make the love desire of your freedom, of happiness. Huh? What does that mean some more? Words of in your thoughts of pinning this ego that you call disaster to clean up after itself and be responsible to love and create more greatness that you call tying up the thoughts. Tying up the thoughts. Do talk. This is Community Organic, okay? I'm passing through the wave. I'm trying to understand about what's going on right now. Can we get a little bit of updates on this right now? Just hold on a minute. Let's break here. So, yes, to talk. To talk. To talk. To talk. To talk. I know words. To talk. Words. Now, I'm just interrupting my common denominator. Stop interrupting, talk, dude. He's talking. Shut up. Stop interrupting, talk, dude. He's talking. Shut up.
Okay, now the thing is coming in clear. I kind of understand what you're saying. Look, everything's coming warbled on this thing. Man, we got to get some microphones. We got some professional radio equipment.
Stop it. Don't complain about the public domain of what we're saying on a public line. Hang up the phone before you say the word.
Hello. This is Community Organic, okay? And we are at the time of 11:14, night-night time, p.m. And I was talking to the old dude. I said, what would it really mean to have the desire of the happiness in the woman that was the vibration level of what you call handling all, maybe still all that in to the desire of what she means? Maybe you would throw her up with more, even more important desires than she could ever see in a sci-fi or 3D atmosphere of love to come in. And you would make things happen for her. You make a fool in place. beautiful testing, Mr. Tall Dude.
Hey, now Tall Dude.
Tall Dude, talk to them. Tall Dude, talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 15 minutes after the hour here, 11:15 on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please, get involved with our discussion, our crusade, to help the handicapped. Come on. Isn't this COVID kept enough people basically paralyzed? Please. We're here at 1-515-605-9709.
Thank you, dude.
That's 1-515-605-9709.
I appreciate everyone that's appreciating the appreciation that appreciates.
Now, look, understand something. Me, I found basically one of the least destructive and, you know, attention, one discreet way to basically control the Tourette's was to do some deep breathing.
But you do a lot of deep breathing when you are a lot more than that, young fella. And that's another discussion, another time to talk about it. This is Comedian Organic OK. Passing it back around to the comedian called Talk Dude. Now tell those people about the beautifulness that you really want. Don't be that comfortable. This is not a dream. This is life for you to enjoy it. Now enjoy, young fella. Talk Dude.
Well, okay, let's see. I was with this woman for a while. She was older than me.
Oh, yeah.
So she is older than me.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to be older than me.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of there, and to be honest, she was kind of there for me. She was supporting me. She was helping me through this stuff, mostly because she needed somebody to help her and whatever. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice thing. There was a nice something going on around there. There was a genuine love and affection.
What you forget is the candy store. See, candy is nothing but older women a lot of times. They'll be holding desserts. Be understanding what you will be knowing in your desire of sweetness. And they just say, and they give you what you need. You have caught the excellence of greatness that you hold on to your desires in your ability. Disability of disability? It's not a disability. It's under the ability. That's the disability at the moment. And you realize when the woman is excellent in her understanding that you play a role in the man and the woman, birds and the bees. Things will fall in more of a tasty element that you put on toast, or maybe you put on your honey that you put in maybe your tea. That's a meaningful purpose. Tasting more than your words will allow you to express that moment. Comedian Organic, okay, talk to you. Now, talk to you, express to me, what is this woman that you truly desire to have? What does she look like? What does she talk about?
I don't want to be the kind of person that basically just has a preference. You know, I'm looking for, okay, the connection. I connect with her. We connect. There's some kind of vibe. We're on the same wavelength. Just sit there and talk and be. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, so what's the problem then? What's wrong with that? Just once you get it, just do it.
Women can be even more superficial than guys can. If you don't have, like, you know, the ultra build. I think the real problem is that basically that I'm handicapped. I got the Tourette's. I got the OCD. I've got the autism. All these things are just a bad cocktail. Too much scum floating in the gene pool. Too many defects.
So you're telling me no woman out there that looks celebrity superstars. They got Tourette's?
I wouldn't go that far, but they're going to want to be with him after he's an established star, which is what I do hope to be, not just to meet somebody, but also because I want to basically make a difference. His truth is marching on the crusade.
Enjoying people. Can you tell me that you have never enjoyed a good woman?
I've never what?
You ever endured the Good Woman?
Sure, I have.
Okay, so will you tell me that since she's beautiful for you today, that you have no ability to get another beautiful woman, that she's at another level of beautifulness? If you're talking to the greatness of your conversation of dealing with talk, you're dealing with the talk in the talk, and you're dealing with the talk, you hear me? Are you dealing with the talk in the talk? Are you dealing with the talk in the talk? Okay? So, you have so many women around this time, ladies, that wouldn't think twice of not giving you opportunity. Some women that you're enjoying so much, many times the people in this world, if you ran across, you wouldn't even know that they have more opposition than you do, and they still got what they want. You have been set up with so many camouflage phobias of other people's interpretation of you that if someone told you that this is really the opposition that's just trash going around you, it's not even you no more. You're so great, so successful, that you're seeing what people look like as a normal people. And your mind is not seeing that you're not this. You're just looking at people like this. If your mind could just tell you you're just looking with yourself, you would laugh and not even trip off this somewhere. Sounds good, don't it? Come on, man. This is a part of the show, man. You're falling asleep. Come on, talk to the people. They want to hear you.
Okay.
He's got me speaking so positive. He knows his words are just so intense in his ability. He's already a celebrity. Act like he don't know he's a celebrity. He's a celebrity. Everybody, this guy is a celebrity. This tough guy is a celebrity. He is a celebrity. All right, I must leave.
Okay.
I must be quiet now.
Okay. All right. I want to be that guy. And hopefully everyone out there will basically rally behind our cause. Because, see, this isn't just about making us famed and iconic. I mean, come on, you want to be out there. We live in the age of social media. Really, I feel like the move with Help the Handicapped isn't really moving like it should. It itself is handicapped. It's kind of paralyzed, you know. It's moving like a sloth on Valium and molasses.
That's not the only thing that you'll be living for. You're living for other happiness, that disability, that is free than your actual opposition. You have so many people that will be inspired. You'll go into a place and you'll get tailored love from people that will be alterated from the problem but the solution to the problem that you're trying to hold on to like they're locked in your hands. Those are not locked in your hands. Those are elements where people pathway of remembering the spirit, remembering the strength that you possess, dealing with your greatness inside your jaw muscles is the wheelchair, and your thoughts is the actual motion that you're pinned through, and the strength that's pushing you through greaterness. Inside of that is the motor that is running in organic level. You must understand those things. I'm sliding back to this community organic, okay, and I'm talking with a side guy over there. His name's Talk Dude, and he's over there trying to figure out a way how to trip me by tying my shoes together and using me to actually figure out another way to tie my shoes to someone else's shoes so he can trip me and someone else. I'm going for a moment. Talk, dude. Talk to them. Talk, dude. Talk to them.
All right, fine. Here it is. I basically feel like somebody told me you can get a little bit better every single day.
Yeah.
The problem with you is you're still looking for basically some push-button cure. And I know there's a lot more of those out there.
Yeah, that sounds right. Tell me one more time.
Wait, what'd you say?
Tell me one more time.
You can get a little bit better every single day. The problem with you is you're still looking for the push-button cure. And I know there's a lot of those out there.
You know what it is? You know what it is? That's the intimacy of birds and the beast. Talk to them a little bit more. Now, come on now. Don't fall asleep now. I'm getting sleepy now. But you shouldn't be falling asleep on your words. Come on now. Talk to them.
Truth is, there's little steps you can take.
What is that?
First of all, Tourette's get really bad when they get stressed out.
Oh, you stressed out.
Take it easy.
So love has Tourette's too. So love is Tourette's, so you don't make a person have Tourette's and they don't know it. You're doing it, you're telling me it's a game. All the things we're dealing with in life is just forms of Tourette's. Oh, man. Oh, man. Interesting, man. Interesting. We have to figure out we're living our life, how he's living his life in another capacity. Isn't that something, everyone? Scoliosis, what is scoliosis? Scoliosis is when you say when you're leaned over, right? But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When the birds and the bees are together, it's now unscoliosis, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Everybody's getting hurt, getting okay. I will be fly to the soccer. The woman talk to will be telling you more in his stories. Hopefully, he'll tell us more than just the same story. Come on, move on.
Okay, back to whatever. All right, I'm running out of time here. Okay, what I want to say, every single handicapped person, you can condition the handicap away. It's a slow, slow process.
Come on, man. What have you been thinking, man? You've been thinking that you've been so full that you're getting sleepy because your words are sounding like the comedy and the love you're telling the other comedians that are looking for this uplifting moment. You have not even gave it to them. You're looking at your comedy fingers and you're thinking that they will smell the leftovers they smell in your breath. Give them the comedy. Give them the jokes. Give them all the love that you want to share to the world.
Yes, I do. I want us all to love each other. I want us all to want the society to begin. I want us all kind of in the same boat. I want us all to be connected. I want all this to be united sort of somehow.
It's too much weight on this boat. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And I'm done for tonight. I've talked myself to my talk. Wouldn't talk no more. Talk to you, take care, man. And finish up and tell the people some words that you want to leave them with. Take care, man. Talk with you tomorrow.
All right. Good people, we're all disadvantaged. Keep that in mind. We all have a handicap. We can all make ourselves a little bit better by overcoming what is every single day.
Everybody has disadvantages. Disadvantages that you have, the advantage of on the chair with nobody, and disadvantage for those that understand, hey, it's their opportunity to make the disadvantage an advantage. The advantage out of here. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to I Can't Find You. You've been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please, get involved, okay? We're all over the web. Look us up. I Can't Find You, We Found Ourselves. Please give to our cause. Help out the truly handicapped, the lacking, those that have short come. Please. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Who might hear this at some point for believing. And good night.